Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. This will be our last time in this series, last service. We're going to do a summary service and then go through the process of putting on the whole armor of God. When I get done, I want to pass these out, so don't let me forget about that at the conclusion of the service. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Heavenly Father, thank you for this series. And Lord, for the time that we've taken and invested in this very important teaching. Now, Lord, as we go forward, it's application time. Lord, we can take everything that we've learned and in just a very short amount of time, forget it and fail in this area of our life and be ill-equipped, dear God, to go forward in these dark days. But Lord, I pray as we spend some time tonight just teaching that and giving our folks, enabling our folks to have a way where this does not go away in their life, where this becomes a part of their daily life. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us all. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. And I'm going to preach tonight on this. Armor up, putting on the whole armor of God. I want to remind you in verse number 11, the command that says, put on the whole armor of God. So it's our responsibility, as we have learned these different pieces, to also understand it is our responsibility to daily put on the armor of God. I think I mentioned one time and said, you know, I don't know if we've got the idea that we just get up, rush through the morning, read a few verses of scripture, pray a quick prayer, head to the car, and somewhere along the way, this armor just magically falls on top of on us a piece at a time. And by the way, that's kind of us saying, God, it's your responsibility to armor me. And God said, nope, you got a Bible command. It's your responsibility. And so now that we've looked at these different pieces of armor, let's go through a process. I'm going to walk you through 9 steps. And by the way, it may seem like, 9 steps. Folks, listen to me. I promise you, if you're a man in this room, you can put on the armor of God in probably about 3 to 5 minutes. Now, if you're a woman, it'll take you 15 to 20 just because I don't know what it is about getting ready, but it always takes women so much longer than it takes men in order to just get dressed every single morning. And so I have no doubt that you'll find some way to turn what should be a 3 or 5 minute process. Can somebody give me an amen right there? By the way, us men will have to answer to God for the countless combined hours and days and weeks that we just walked in circles in the living room trying to think of something to do while we were waiting. But being the good Christians we are, we never complain about those things or mutter under our breath or go out in the parking in the car and beep the horn. We wouldn't do any of those things under any circumstance because it only took us 3 to 5 minutes and we're way ahead of you, all right? But there is a process that we can go through every morning. And you know, you think about these things, all kidding aside, we think about these things. I think we're going to get to heaven. And sometimes we want to say, oh, God, there's just too much. And it was just too complicated. And I just didn't have the time. And that's just not true. If you think about the things that God's asked of us and the time that we ought to take each morning, you know, I don't think it was God's will or wish that the average Christian get up and spend 3 hours every morning in Bible study and prayer. And by the way, if you do that, that's great. But I think God hasn't set it up like that. I think that we can do some things that are meaningful first thing every morning that then has ramifications all through the rest of the day. We mentioned when we talk about devotions, you know, the reading of the Bible and prayer And people always want to know, how much time do you spend? I've got that question so many times at teen camps and conferences when they do question and answer. How much? It's almost like I need to know the amount of time it eats so I can check the fact that I'm a good Christian. And I said, I don't know. I guess I answered the question this way. One time I kind of said, you know, you're asking me, how much time do you spend in Bible study and prayer? I don't know. It's like asking a married man, how much time do you spend talking to your wife today? Or, you know, I mean, it's not like we say, okay, I'll speak with her for 3 minutes and I can check that box and forget it the rest of the day. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Try that, gentlemen. And it's almost like we treat God like he's not a real person, you know. Yes, I believe that Bible reading and prayer and starting the day right is important, but I often say I believe it's an opening conversation of a conversation that should continue throughout the day. And so here, we are going to give you a piece of paper and you can take it. You don't have to do it exactly the way I do it or the word it. You know, I've written out actually a way to pray your way through the pieces of armor. It's not like you have to take that paper and say all the words right or I'm not going to have the armor. I think once you go through it a few times, you'll develop your own prayer and your own pattern. But I do want to remind you that, listen, there are a couple of commands connected with put on. Put on the whole armor of God. I also think that God's given it to us in an order that makes sense. And when you see the process, you know what? I don't try to reinvent the wheel. Or I think, you know, God, you probably should have put this one before that one. I think I just obey. Just in simple childlike faith, say, God, you told us to do it. They're listed this way. Help me get dressed for battle every single morning of my life. So let me give you these nine things we'll talk through. Number one, thank God for the armor he has provided. I think before we even start putting it on, we ought to just think about all the pieces laying in front of us we're about to put on. Just say, thank you, God, that you provided this for me. Because you know what? This is his armor, not my armor. Thank God for making your armor available to me today. And then it's so important because the Bible emphasizes here in verse 10 that we're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so that first, I think, as we bring this subject up before the Lord, we say, Lord, thank you for providing your armor for me to have available to me every day. And Lord, I don't want to put it on and then think that I can live this day in my strength or in the power of my might. Along with your armor, I need your strength. Along with your armor, I need your might and your protection. And so again, just acknowledging the Lord and thanking him. I think thankfulness ought to be a part of almost every prayer we pray. And so thank God for the armor he's provided. Number two, acknowledge the enemy. As we're going down through this portion of scripture, it's good. You know, God acknowledges the enemy, verse 11 and 12. He says that, why should we put it on? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, verse 11. Then he goes in detail, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, folks, listen to me. If we don't acknowledge the enemy and take time to think about this, then we're not going to be as motivated in putting the armor on. And so maybe something like this you can pray, Lord, today I must stand against your enemy. And by the way, that's God's enemy. Bind the strong man. Help me to stand against the wiles of the devil. Help me to remember that the fight is not against flesh and blood. Boy, that's a good thing to pray, because isn't it easy how all of a sudden the devil can trick us into thinking this whole war is against a group of politicians. This whole war is against a certain people group that's entrenched and given over to a specific sin. Now, that's not what the war's against. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We ought to be praying that those folks receive Christ as their Savior. And so that helps me to say that out loud. And then protect me. I think about this. Protect me against the demonic principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness that awaits me outside that door. Give me the courage and the strength to stand. So I've thanked the Lord for the armies provided. Then I've acknowledged the enemy and asked that God would strengthen me to do battle and to have victory over his enemy. And then we begin the process of putting on the armor. Gird up your loins with truth. That's the first one that's listed. How about this? Lord, I cover my loins with your truth, with your truth. Today, help me seek truth. Help me to accept the truth and to walk in truth. When I speak, help me to always tell the truth. Give me the courage to speak up and stand up against the lies and the wiles of the devil. What did you do? You just took some time to ask God in this area of honesty and truth. You put that piece of armor on and to ask God to help you. By the way, that puts you, first of all, to account. And I think all through the day, you got to understand the fastest way to lose that armor is to begin to do the opposite of truth, to begin to engage in dishonesty or deceit or outright lies. And ask the Holy Spirit, if I say something that's not true, if I do something that's against the truth, smite my heart and convict me. Don't let me do that. And please don't let me get used to doing that. I've said this from time to time, but I've met Christians, people I really believe is saved. I have no reason to really believe they're not. But there is that besetting sin in their life. They are given over to this idea of being a habitual liar. I've met people that lie when they don't even have to lie. Always exaggerating, come on, always giving half-truths, sometimes just out and out, whatever, just to make themselves look better, change the situation or get their way. Oh, young people, that's such a dangerous thing to begin. Don't go down that path. Be careful that when you speak the truth. Then number four, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, I cover my heart with your righteousness. You've given me a book that teaches me right from wrong. Today, help me to think right. Help me to do right. Help me to stand for what's right. Now, think about this. I'm stopping at each one. But if you prayed this through, I did it earlier, and I was easily done in about a little under 3 minutes. And that's with me probably stopping and pondering and meditating and adding some extra things that I felt like I needed to say to the Lord. And still 3-4 minutes, you know what? You can leave your house with the armor of the Lord. Number five, put on the gospel shoes. Lord, now it's time for me to put on my marching boots, my gospel shoes. Today, guide my steps. Make me soul conscious. Lead me to a divine appointment today. Help me to be aware that you may have a divine appointment for me. Give me the courage to share my testimony, to pass out a tract, or to show someone from the Bible how to be saved. See how these important pieces of armor are getting us in the right mindset for the day. Praying, asking for the right things, focusing on ourselves on God's will and God's ways, not just on what I want to do on that particular day. Then number six, Lord, I'm picking up the shield of faith. And the wicked one, he's going to hurl the fiery darts at me today. Allow my faith in you to quench those fiery darts. Help me to pray with faith, to walk by faith, to live by faith. My faith in you, Lord, and my faith in your word. Protect me against my enemy today. And then the next piece on after that is put on the helmet of salvation. And I think you ought to sit there and do it. I mean, to me, when I do these things, I'm literally in my mind, I'm picking up that piece of armor and I'm putting it where it belongs. Put on the helmet of salvation. Lord, I now put on the helmet of salvation. Thank you for saving me. By the way, that's a good place to start the day every day. I think people that get off track, Christians that get off track, are the ones that get too far away from their salvation experience. This actually allows us to go back and visit that moment every single morning while we're putting on the armor of God. And again, it just hits a reset button. Thank you for saving me. Protect my mind. Isn't that where the helmet goes, folks? Help me to think on things that are true, things that are honest and just. Focus my mind on things that are pure and lovely and of good report. Give me the mindset of a deliverer. Remember when we talked about the helmet of salvation? It's not just talking about your salvation. It's the idea that God's giving you a helmet that will equip you to be a deliverer, a bringer of salvation to others. Give me the mindset of a deliverer as I seek out those who need you. Then number eight, pick up the sword of the Spirit. It's time for us. By the way, you ought to have your Bible with you at that point. That's actually one you can actually pick up and hold in your hand for a minute there. Think about that. And how about this prayer? Lord, thank you for your word. I now pick up the sword of the Spirit. I cannot understand it without your Spirit's help. Lord, that's why it's the sword of the Spirit. So as I read it, open my understanding. Lord, help me as I try to memorize it, meditate on it. Above all, Lord, help me to obey it. Give me the skill and wisdom to use it today, both to defend those who need its help and to answer those who attack its truths. And that just allows you to take that Bible and get that sword and get it in your hand. And then number nine, I've written this down, understand and commit to your mission. And I didn't teach through verse number 18. I'm going to take a minute to just kind of look at that. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And folks, this praying process, notice this. Isn't it interesting that without prayer, we aren't putting on the armor of God? So even though this isn't a piece of armor, it's vital to the process of getting the armor on. And it also reminds us that this praying that we're doing right now should be the opening conversation, should continue throughout the day, that we should have clear communication with the Lord, both in prayer and supplication, with the help of the capital S Spirit. There he is, the Holy Spirit, so key in all of this. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. So that reminds us that our prayers ought not to always be just about us and just about ours, but ought it to expand and engulf our entire church family and every other Christian that God brings to our attention, to our memory, across our path. Folks, listen to me. This praying thing could be a powerful tool that you use throughout the day. Folks are going to come to you. Folks are going to have heartaches. Folks are going to have concerns. You know what? It should not be unusual outside of Sunday in our everyday life to stop somebody that's having a hard time, maybe opening up to us, maybe having difficulty, and say, why don't you just let me pray for you right now? Would you let me just pray for you now? I think if, you know, I love the fact that our pastor's prayer team, I think it's just set a tone. I just love getting here and walking around and seeing prayer partners getting together and praying. But, you know, why would that just be here? Why wouldn't that be a normal thing anywhere we go? Just think about that and look for that opportunity even this week. And so this is a process where we put on the whole armor of God. Again, it won't take a long time, but oh, how vitally important it is. Something else I had printed on the back of the sheet of paper that explains what I just kind of walked through with you is what I call the Soldier's Creed. I read this every once in a while in a church service. I used it some in camps and conferences when I preach about the need for Christian soldiers. But this is written by someone. It's anonymous. I don't think there's anyone that knows who wrote it, but it's been passed on through the years. And so I'm going to read it to you in closing, pass out the pieces of paper, and then get you headed to the house. Folks, listen, let's not throw away the things that we've learned. Let's begin a process where we're ready every day to go to war, to go to battle, and that God can use us to help accomplish his will. The Soldier's Creed, I'm a soldier in the army of God. Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Spirit provides me my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the word are my weapons of warfare. I've been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, tested by fire. I'm a volunteer in this army, and I'm enlisted for eternity. I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am faithful, reliable, capable, dependable. If my God needs me, I will be there. I am a soldier. I'm not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. I'm not a wimp. I'm in my place, saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and help building his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, or candy, or give me handouts. Do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, catered to. I'm committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. And if I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. My God has and will continue to supply all my needs. I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The devil cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And I am a soldier. Even hell cannot destroy me. Even death, I'm sorry, cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from his battlefield, he will promote me and allow me to rule with him. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I am a soldier marching heaven bound. Here I stand. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you'd help us, dear God, as we capitalize now on this preaching series that we've gone through for many Sunday nights. And Lord, as we've learned the importance of the armor, what to put off, what to put on, Lord, as we then now begin a more knowledgeable process to be better equipped, I pray, Lord, that you'll find here at this church capable soldiers that report for duty every single morning, check in, Lord, that then are properly prepared, properly equipped, properly dressed for the day. And then, Lord, however, whatever way that you need to use us in each and every day, direct each and every one. Lord, the exciting thing about church, it's almost like this is the base camp. We come to get challenged. We come to get encouragement. We come to become wiser and better equipped. But Lord, as we leave this place, your will for each individual life, Lord, is completely different. You have different things that each of us are to accomplish, need to accomplish, different lives we need to touch, different people we need to come in contact with. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us, dear God, each and every one, go forward seeking each day your will for our lives. We would not miss those opportunities to make a difference and have an impact in this world. But Lord, we do have an enemy, and he's not going to stand by without trying to disillusion us, discourage us. And so Lord, as we pick up each piece of armor, may we not forget that above all peace. May we learn to live by faith, to walk by faith, Lord. And Lord, to use that shield of faith to quench those fiery darts of the wicked one. Bless our people, Lord. I pray, dear God, that you bless now this invitation. We pray in Jesus' name.